O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is John 13, verses 31 through 35. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to The Greatest Commandment by Paul Zak. The piano part provides a rippling effect, while the cello's counter melody complements it with a steady line. The Greatest Commandment is sung in three different iterations, first one at a time, then all three simultaneously. The interwoven melodies rise and fall in gentle waves, then join together at the very end to create a unified chorus of love.
Your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Let us be known, let us be known by the way we love. Let us be known, let by the way we love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord.
John 13, verses 31 through 35. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." What, according to this passage, is the new commandment of Jesus and the attribute meant to mark Christian discipleship? Love. As disciples of Jesus, we are meant to be known by our love. And God has used Christian love in powerful ways throughout the history of the church. For example, during the reign of the Roman Emperor Julian, who served for only 2 years, from 361 to 363 AD, Christianity rose to prominence. This disturbed Julian greatly because he had rejected Christianity and was instead a proponent of Neoplatonic Hellenism. He actively tried to think of ways to diminish the Christian faith, and so he was annoyed that he was unsuccessful in doing so. And what kept getting in his way? Christian love. In a letter he wrote to a pagan priest at the time, Julian complained that, quote, the kindness of Christians, not only to their own but to strangers, has done the most to advance their cause. He wrote that it was disgraceful that not only do Christians love and take care of their own people, but they, quote, support our poor in addition to their own. Christian love for God and one another flowing out to the surrounding community made an amazing impact for the kingdom of God. God uses Christian love to do amazing things. He did then, and he can today. This is a reminder that we need in a time of deep division and polarization, in a time when we're all too eager to impute suspect motives and intentions on those with whom we disagree. We need to hear Jesus' command anew, to love one another just as he loved us. And how did he love us? By laying down his life for us, by showing grace and kindness even when it wasn't deserved. And what does Christian love look like? Well, Paul explains in 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. So friends, I'd encourage you to ponder, who in Christ's body are you struggling to love? Are your actions towards other disciples, even ones with whom you disagree about important things, characterized by patience and kindness? Are you avoiding giving into rudeness, irritability, and resentment? In the moments that follow, reflect on the words of our Savior and consider the ways in which he has loved us. Pray that the Spirit would fill you with his love and that you would be able to demonstrate it to others. May our churches be known by the ways we love. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.